October 13, 1935. The love of Jesus is so great that he feels the need to pour himself out with the creature. He, in the middle, between his celestial Father and the creatures, remains struck for love of them. I was feeling all abandoned, according to my usual way, in the arms of my sweet Jesus, who felt the need to pour out his ardent love. To speak about his love is an outpouring. To make us comprehend in what pains, constraints, hindrances, his love puts him as the greatest relief for him. And, oh, how tormenting it is to hear him with his voice suffocated and crying, fatigued, whispering, love me, I want nothing but love. Not to be loved is the greatest of my sorrows. And why am I not loved? Because they don't do my will. My will is the bearer of my love, and lets the creature love me with divine love. And I, feeling my love, feel relieved from the intensity of my flames, and I feel the sweet refreshment, the rest, the relief of my own love that the creature gives me. Now, while I was thinking of this, my highest good, Jesus, visiting my little soul, made himself seen enveloped in his own flames, and told me, my daughter, if you knew in what constraints my love puts me. Listen to me, my celestial Father was mine, I loved him with such intensity of love that I would consider myself happy to lay down my life so that no one would offend him. I was one with him, my very life. I could not be without loving him, nor did I want to. Our divine virtue formed one single love with my celestial Father, therefore I was inseparable from him. From the position of my humanity, creatures were mine, incorporated in me. I could say that they formed my very humanity. How not to love them? It would be like not loving one's own life. Oh! In what conditions, entanglements, hindrances, did my love put me? I loved my Father. To see him offended was the greatest of my martyrdoms. And I loved the creatures, they were my own. I felt them inside me, and yet, there was no offense they did not give, nor ingratitude they did not commit. My dear celestial Father justly wanted to strike them, get rid of them. And in between one and the other I remained struck by the one whom I loved so much, suffering their pains, feeling sorry for them. And while with the Father I too was offended, I still loved them to folly and laid down my life to save each creature. I could not subtract myself from my celestial Father, nor did I want to, because he was mine and I loved him. Even more, it was my duty, as his true son, to give him back all the glory, the love, the satisfaction that all creatures owed him. And although struck by indescribable pains, I myself wanted to let myself be struck, because I loved him, and I loved those for whose sake I was being struck. Ah! Only my love, because it is divine, knows how to form such loving inventions, such hindrances as to be incredible. And it forms the heroism of true love, so much so, that one ends up burned, consumed, on the stake of love for his beloved ones, whom he kept as though incorporated within himself, as they formed his very life. Ah! In what constraints my love puts me! It fills me so much, that I feel the need of an outpouring, issuing from myself surprising works, pains, light, graces, to give vent to my love. And it is such and so great that I remain always inside and outside the creature, to serve her. And now I serve her with light, in the sun, to be able to communicate this outpouring of love. Now I serve her in the air, to let her breathe. Now I serve her in the water, to quench her thirst. Now in the plants, to nourish her. Now in the wind, to caress her. In the fire, to warm her. There is nothing done by me, whether in creation or in redemption, in which my love, unable to contain itself within itself, did not come out to make an outpouring of love toward the creatures. Now, who can tell you how much I suffer in seeing that I am not loved back? How my love remains tortured by human ingratitude? I reach the point of making her sins my own, to grieve over them as if they were mine, and to making the penance that is due. I take upon my shoulders all of her evils, to change them into good. I make the creature my own, fully mine, to the point of giving her a place inside my humanity, as a member most dear to me. I keep inventing ever new devices of love to make her feel how much I love her. And seeing myself unloved, what pain, what sorrow. Therefore, my daughter, love me. Love me. When I feel loved, my love finds its rest, and its torments of love are changed into sweet refreshments. Fiat.